Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
In today's episode, we're going to answer the question of whether or not vitamins can help prevent bedwetting in children. So stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, everybody? So today we're going to talk about bedwetting amongst children and whether or not there are some natural things that we can do to help minimize these episodes from occurring. So let's kind of discuss how common this is. All right, at about age 5, approximately 15% of children will have routine bedwetting accidents as they sleep. All right, as they grow up, many will gain control during the night and either wait till they get up in the morning or will simply get up and use the restroom. However, up to 5% will still have episodes by age 10, and about 2% of kids who are 15 years old will still have nighttime accidents where they actually are peeing their pants, right? And they're waking up wet. Many times they don't even tell their parents about it because, to be quite honest, they're embarrassed. Okay, doctors refer to these events or to peeing your pants at nighttime as nocturnal enuresis, right? Medicine gives terms a big fancy Latin word in order to, confuse most people. However, it's called nocturnal enuresis, which literally just translates to nighttime urination. All right, children who have these bedwetting accidents at night frequently will feel shame. They'll be embarrassed about it. Many of these children are afraid to spend the night at a friend's house or at their cousins or other family members out of concern that their, let's say, dark kept secret may be exposed to the peers, right? You can imagine the embarrassment a kid might feel if their best friend went to school that next week and told everybody that, little Tommy peed his pants, and so on. So this can be, a horrible, horrible fear for many kids, right? Traditionally, patients would come to us doctors and discuss this, and we would recommend either just education, reassurance that they would outgrow it, perhaps some dietary changes, avoiding either caffeinated drinks like sodas, or simply just avoiding fluid before going to bed. Right. We would also encourage parents to make sure that the child urinates before going to sleep. However, even when doing this, children would still have accidents. Way too common. Positive reinforcement was a catchphrase that doctors like to tell their patients. And again, we're trying to encourage the children, maybe giving them a reward if they were to have a dry night. And so on, maybe a star on a piece of paper, and after so many stars, they would get some kind of prize. Over the last few decades, so-called bed alarms have been invented, and these alarms have sensors which help to detect moisture. And once that is detected, alarm will go off, and theoretically, the kid would be awakened. However, many of us who have kids, you'll know that some kids just sleep extremely deep, and I don't think a fire alarm, a potty alarm, as they would call it, or a house alarm or anything else would really wake them up. When that all failed, medications were frequently used. Two common medications include desmopressin and imipramine. With the first one called desmopressin, this was usually given at night with just a very small sip of water. Frequently used for children age six years or older. Common reactions, however, according to common drug databases, include headaches, nausea, abdominal pain, elevated blood pressure, and rarely even seizures, respiratory arrest, right, which a kid could stop breathing, and even an anaphylactic reaction. Right now, fortunately, these are not these serious side effects are very rare. But if it's happening to your kid, it's way too frequent, way too common, and because of this, many parents would avoid it. The other medication would be imipramine, also recommended for those kids 6 and older. However, this medicine has a black box warning, right, stating that it may increase suicidal risk in children, adolescents, and young adults who have underlying depression. Other common reactions from the imipramine include drowsiness, dizziness, blurred vision, etc. So obviously, due to a lot of these side effects, more natural alternatives are desired by most people. So a study, a 2018 study in the Journal of Pediatric Urology, which will actually be listed in the description of this podcast, had some pretty good results with a more natural approach, right? And these supplements that they used were vitamin D and omega-3 fish oil. So let's discuss this study. So in this study, they divided the children, 180 kids in total, into four different groups. All right. Group A was given vitamin D at a dose of 1,000 units per day. Group B was given fish oil, 1,000 milligrams per day. Group C were given both vitamin D and fish oil at the above doses of 1,000 units a day. And group D was given a placebo sugar pill, basically a pill that had no, you know, no value, so to speak. And here are the results, actually. So group A, this is the group that was given vitamin D, 1,000 units a day. The authors concluded that 44% of the children who took the 1,000 units of vitamin D were actually cured of their nighttime accidents. Okay, in group B, the kids who were given the fish oil, 1,000 units, 28% of them were cured. In group C, so these are the kids who were given both fish oil and vitamin D at doses of 1,000 units or 1,000 milligrams and 1,000 units respectively, 45% of the children were cured. And they actually used the cure word in the article, right? So almost half of the kids no longer had these nighttime accidents, which is a huge, huge benefit. And lastly, the group D, these are the kids who were given the sugar pill, no significant improvement was noted. So basically, if you have a child or if you have a friend who has a child that's still having nighttime accidents, you could safely consider giving them 1,000 units of vitamin D and 1,000 units of fish oil each night. And you may help transform and actually prevent a lot of problems and a lot of embarrassment and for these kids. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. Again, you can find the source for this article in the description. If you have any other questions or topics you would like for me to cover, please let me know. Thank you and have a great day.